What do you say? Should we start the show?
Let's do it.
Hit it, Alan.
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws underdog, dressed in beaver rolls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
What up, bumpkins? Welcome to episode 145 of Country-ish. And today's show, it's like a submarine sandwich full of bees and spit. I know, it'll make sense in a minute. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? That's what's trending right now on the Twitters, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Also, I got more money for y'all, more residual checks. Call in for a chance to win one. How much is it? Stick around. Plus, me and my mom went out to eat again, so we have another mukbanging with mimosa segment coming up. And in small town news, a tree trimmer in Ohio just woke up from a coma after getting stung 20,000 times by bees. Whew! Turns out my dad was right. Bees do live in trees. So stick around. We're live right now on Facebook and YouTube, and I got two people over here checking your comments, all right? I got intern Elliot, and sitting next to him is Sergeant Mark Have-a-Balls Deep. So listen, here's the deal. They're checking Facebook and YouTube, but we're going to really try to get you. If you want to sort of be a part of today's show live, go to the YouTube version of this show, because we can scroll back and read comments during the show. On Facebook, they can't scroll back until the show's over. But I will get to those comments next week. Anyway, let's move over here to the other table sitting over here. Our resident Hasty Gen Z intern Isaiah. Say hey.
What's up?
And right next to him, a very, very famous legend. Played little b-ball for the Charlotte Hornets back in the day. The only guy to block Michael Jordan three times in one game. You might remember him as the fly swatter. Some people call him a Southeastern man of mystery. I like to call him Sebastian. Sebastian McConaughey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm great, brother, great.
How many times have you been stung by bees in one attack?
Probably 2 to 3 times at the most.
Yes.
And cried like a little baby.
Now, I know you've done some things like crawl spaces and houses. And
yeah.
So you've probably run into some bees' nests out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll leave that. I'll ask you at home. How many times have you been stung by bees in one attack? You know, leave in the comment section. And if it's on YouTube, we can scroll back and look at it. If it's on Facebook, we'll try and get to it next week. And last week, I asked you guys, how do you like your chicken wings? And some of you answered that question. Calvin Hollifield, he said, I like my wings either fried or grilled with Buffalo Wild Wings mango habanero sauce. I like my wings like I like my women, spicy and hot. Sounds pretty. You should have been in Phoenix. It is both spicy and hot in Phoenix. You would have loved it. Sonia Collins, charred chicken wings and no sauce at all. Yeah. You got to have something. I don't mind the naked as long as I can dip it in something. So I don't like it when they dictate how much sauce goes on my wing. I like to dictate.
You're dictating. Afterward.
I like to dictate it. I like to dip it. That way I get exactly as much as I want on each bite, and my fingers don't get sloppy because they've already put it all over it. You know what I mean?
Okay. We are talking food, right?
Huh?
We are talking food?
Food, yes.
Okay.
Yes, still food. Sonia, I'm with you. Lauren Young, smoked with a dry rub. There you go. Less messy. Dry rub. I love dry rubs. Unless I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Scott Reese, has anyone eaten at Daniel Boone Inn? If you are in Boone, you have to eat there, guys.
Yes.
I've ate there several times. It's the best breakfast in the state, hands down.
Mm. Amen. Okay.
You been there?
Oh, yeah, several times.
You've never been there?
Probably.
We only live like an hour and 20 minutes away from Boone.
I just said probably. What are you yelling at me for?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've not been to Boone in a long time. I need to go back up there. I'd love to go to App State game. Speaking of which.
Wow.
I owe you money.
How much? I forgot. What do we bet?
Is it like 40 bucks?
No.
I was wanting to bet a lot more than that. I was wanting to bet like a couple hundred, and you're like, no.
I'm not going to take $100 from you. You ain't got no money. But, yeah, next time I'll remember that you said that. I will remember this. So we're going to get to that game in a minute. Yeah. Did you see the game? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely saw it. Great.
So I need to get up there and experience the whole new sort of love for App State football and the whole tailgating and the Daniel Boone Inn. But I could have been there a long time ago, like in the early 90s, and not remembered it. But that's true of a lot of things in my life. Good night, Shane. He said, one man's cologne is one woman's moan. Go get him, Elliot. Good night, Shane. Listen, here's the deal. There's no women in this room. And if there were, we don't need them moaning right now. So you leave that, you save that for your special friend. You know what I mean? Look, we're not just a live show. We're also a regular podcast for your ear holes. I mean, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean, you name it. Anywhere there's a podcast, we are there. And if you want to help us out, you can join our Patreon support page. For just $5 and up, that'll get you access to our country-ish
After Dark.
Now, what is that? That is where we zoom you into the show and we talk to you one-on-one privately. Anything goes. It's not a publicly broadcast thing, and we can get crazy. We have drinks. And actually, the next one, Isaiah, will be 21.
Yes, sir. Ooh.
His birthday is tomorrow. No.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. September the 7th.
I've already gotten cards from some fans.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Brenda, Sachs, Samantha, Don Kingston.
You got them right there? Hold them up. Let's show everybody your cards. Brenda, Sachs, Samantha, Don Kingston, and who else?
Andy Allman.
Yeah.
One of the Allman brothers.
That's right. Big fan of the show.
He was born a rambling man. Huh? I said he was born a rambling man.
Yep, but he has time to write you a card. Yeah, I mean, who knows where that came from? He's out there rambling. Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
So the next podcast that we do, with the After Dark for sure, you'll be able to drink. I'm not going to tell you how much you're allowed to have. You're a grown man now. You can do what you want. But I feel like, because our sponsor is Sundrop, that we should make you come up with some adult mixed beverages using Sundrop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'll think of some ideas.
Okay. Think of that, and maybe next time we'll do that. But anyway, go to countryish.com, click support if you want to be a part of that action for just $5 and up. They'll take you to our Patreon page. Now, if you got no money whatsoever, and I hear you, times is tough, you know, inflation, you know, people not wanting to go back to work. Go back to work, please. You can write us a nice review on Apple Podcast, and we will read it on the show. Give us 5 stars, and I'll have intern Isaiah, our Hayseed Gen Z, read the words that you write. Now, remember, you can write anything. As long as you give us 5 stars, you can say anything you want, and he'll read it. You know, I suggested you should say something like 5 stars, great podcast. My name is Isaiah and I like tea bags. You know, something like that. And he would have to say that. Right. So we have a
so
new
you're
going to
start doing the iTunes reviews from now
maybe
on.
Maybe I need to go write one. It's been a minute. I should write one for myself. Do you have a new one for us?
Yes, sir. We got a 5-star review by Garth. D-O-double-G.
No. No, it's just Garth G.
This review will only make sense if you watch the last episode. I can't afford Patreon and was told to support you here. Hopefully this will get Mark to take his shirt off. See you in Phoenix. I'll bring the beer if you bring the hot dogs. Aside from that, this podcast is great. 12 out of 10. Would recommend.
All right.
Oh, a rhyme
thank you,
at the
Garth
end.
G.
Yeah, there was a little rhyme.
Lots of rhyme.
So should I do it?
All right.
Should I do it now or wait?
What are you going to do? Take the yeah, this Mark. Wait.
Because it's spelled M A R K.
That's you.
That's okay. Mark Ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Garth G. Your wish is our command. Huh? Now, how long do you want him to keep it off? All right, write a new one by the end of the show. I bet the comment section is lit right now. Also, I feel like they should drop some stars for that one. They should be throwing some stars right now. You can hit on Facebook, you can give us stars, which is like money. And now, here's the thing. If you want him to put the shirt back on, that's going to be 10,000 stars. Oh. If you want him to keep it off, 20,000 stars. Well, actually, how do we do this? I'm trying to figure out. Y'all, Alan and Moose, think of a way that we could figure this out. But let's move on. Hit the share button, would you? Have you done that yet? I remember I said at the beginning, you know, hit the share button. Normally, I do a share stare. We're not going to mess with that anymore. Let's plug some tour dates. Next gig is September 9 through 11 in Oxnard, California at Levity Live. Come see me there. Then September 15 through 18, Naples, Florida, Off the Hook. And September 22 through 24, Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Comedy Loft. All righty then. Now, let us catch up a little bit. How was your weekend, Sebastian? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Had to marry my daughter off.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
So that means you don't have to pay for anything anymore. Now she has a husband.
I guess. I don't know. I'm wondering. I need a GoFundMe page. Let's set that up right now.
Yeah, how was the
working
wedding?
On it?
It's fantastic. We had a good time. Plenty of dancing and free bar and
free bar for you too.
Yeah,
I mean, didn't you have to pay for all of it?
Well, not all of it.
Okay, that's
not
good.
All of it. So,
how was the toast? Do you have a toast?
Yeah, did my own toast. Did the whole thing.
I bet that was sweet.
Had to write that up.
Yeah,
you know.
What's that movie? Wedding Crashers.
Yeah,
with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Right, and
we've done that before.
Owen Wilson. Oh yeah. You've done that. We've done that before.
Yeah.
But didn't Owen Wilson was trying to give advice to the one of the girls, like, how to do the toast?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, don't be too mean. Just be sentimental. And then she started mean. It didn't work out. And then he said, just be sweet. And then it worked out great. Anyway, congrats, dude.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, mazel tov, I guess. I was in Phoenix where it was 110 degrees. Just about every day. I'm talking at 8 in the morning. Very hot. So I stayed indoors a lot. But at night, I came out and the shows were great. And you guys came out and packed the house. And I'll show you some pictures from my time at CB Live, which is not the CB radio. It means Copper Blues. I was hoping I'd show up and get talk to people on the walkie-talkie. But no, there it is. So look at this. All right. This is Reese on the left and Luis on the right. And I'm the redheaded guy in the middle. And we called this show the Two Cholos and a Rojo show. Rojo is Espanol for red. And these guys are hilarious. And we had a great time. And we came on stage at the end of the show and took this picture. Good times. And here we are. That's just after the show. Luis has his camera, and we came out and took pictures of me getting my picture took with other people. But yeah, great crowds, good people, and I do believe Have a Ball. You had some guests that were there that we hooked up with some tickets, right?
Yes, sir. Billy,
a shout out.
Billy and his fiance Holly.
Yep. I don't know if they're in that picture, but I actually played the residual check game live on the show. By the way. The residual check game, we give money away, right? So if you're new to this show, stick around. We're going to give money away. But if you've already played this game, you've been watching for a minute, you, some of you, you never claimed your checks. And Elliot has a whole folder of unclaimed checks. And I said, it's been too long. Give me those checks. And I gave those away.
Oh.
So if you didn't claim your check, you're screwed now because I gave it to people in Phoenix. So moving forward, you get 1 week to claim that check. And if you don't do it in 1 week, it goes back into the pot. But yes, there we are. That is in Phoenix. Had a great time. Shout out Reese and Luis and all the good people in Phoenix who came out to the shows. Now, getting to and from, I might start a new segment about just planes, trains, and automobiles, just my travel days or something about, you know, how crazy it is traveling in the air today with all the stuff going on, right? Now, I've always complained, I have a whole bit about loud talkers, but I don't like loud talkers and cell phones. This dude sitting right next to me, I'll give you a little glimpse of what I deal with. Here, check out this loud talker. From Charlotte to Dallas. This was over a week ago. Here we go.
Oh, I saw your comment. So this mid-year, yeah, so everybody in that Texas district, Jason delivered.
And he's got his little Sprite bottle.
Because he was their DM until July 1st. So the first half of the year.
We all had to listen to this as people are coming on.
Jason,
so I just thought I'd record it. Now, if anyone knows who this guy is, this was in Charlotte.
Everything in there is
he's talking about Jason.
Reports, Jason's observations, Jason, and then
maybe he works with your brother.
I don't know. I met Jason. Do you know who this guy is? I didn't want to interrupt him because I wanted to record this for the show. But he talked the whole time until he had to hang up.
I might have your attention for a second. You're aware that you're sitting in the exit row. Are you willing to help in case of emergency?
So I'm like, oh, yeah, I better turn my phone off, too. But yeah, listen, just know this. Moving forward, if you're acting up and I'm around you in the airport or on the plane, you're going to be on the show. So please, no loud talking. I hate that. Also, when I was coming back from Phoenix, it was we were delayed 1 hour, and it was, like I said, 110 degrees, and we were sitting on the tarmac in a plane with no air conditioning. And I sat next to probably one of the biggest guys I've ever sat next to in my life. Oh, yeah. There we go. Look at this. Now, I think that could be The Rock stand-in. He had that thing on his head, his neck the whole time. And as you can't tell here because at least he's leaning forward, but when he leans back, that whole side of his body comes into my chair.
I just wonder if he smells what The Rock is cooking.
I don't. Well, I could definitely feel what it was cooking. It was all over my body. It was, I didn't want to mess with that guy. Very large man. He was fine. I feel bad for him. It's not his fault that he's bleeding into my seat. It's the airline's fault for making these seats so freaking tiny. And so I'm not mad at him, but it was an uncomfortable flight, sitting on the tarmac for an hour, delayed, 100 degrees. This lady's fanning herself, and, you know, people were getting really pissed off. And I thought, like, why are we sitting here? And finally they come on to the intercom, and they tell us why we were delayed. Here you go. This is just part of my life if you want to see what I go through traveling. This is a travel day.
Meditation. A combination of the full passenger load, all the baggage, the hot temperatures in Phoenix, and the fact that it is raining in Charlotte and requires extra fuel. This is not out of the ordinary.
That's
by any
three
means.
Things
we deal with this all summer long, and I've been here just about 30 years. So that none of that is the issue. The issue
okay,
now,
but none of that's the issue.
Is that we have to weigh a certain amount before we legally can take off, and we're 400 pounds away from that.
Right.
Just by sitting here
right there, I'm like, get rid of this dude next to me.
Running the engines at idle, we are taking care of that. That is something, again, it's not out of the ordinary.
So how they're going to lose the weight?
He
said by sitting on there and burning fuel is how they're losing the weight.
Too heavy to take off.
In an economy where everyone's paying $800 for gas, they're sitting here without air conditioning, just burning the fuel so that we will lose weight and we can fly.
And they're rednecks up there. We'd soften it out. We'd take a garden hose in there and soften it out into this barrel.
Yeah. And here's another thing that pissed me off. Before all of that, while we were just sitting there, they let more people on the plane. I'm thinking, wait a minute, are we not trying to lose weight? Why are we letting more people on? So I think, you know, a lot of these times they're just, it's a lot of stuff that probably happened, but
that you're not worried that it that a 2-ton airplane flying through the sky, 400 pounds is going to put you over.
Right. 400
I mean,
pounds?
That's going to do it right yeah. there.
And they're always worried about saving fuel, and they're burning it. They're just sitting there just burning it. What a pain in the butt. Anyway, there you go. That's a travel day for John Reap. Let's talk about this App State game. Did you have money on this? Were you there? No, you weren't there.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there. But
it was a good game,
last week we said it was trending, and it was a trend last week. You know, App State was predicted to beat Carolina by 1 point.
Yep.
And they lost by 2 points. Good game, right? Deion Jackson, thoughts? Did you watch it? Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was more frustrated than anything. So
yeah.
I mean, it's cool that we scored 60 points. They shouldn't have scored 60 points. So
I was way off. I predicted
our defense is horrible.
I predicted you guys would win by a big margin.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, if our defense had got in the game, we probably could have. But
I was going to say they gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It was great.
That's insane.
It was great. And I'm a Carolina fan, but it was great.
What a great game to have watched.
Yeah.
There, giving up that much in the fourth quarter. That's insane. And NC State won
another great game
by 1 point. So, great weekend of college football in North Carolina. All right, let's move on. I say we get to our first trend. What do you say, boys?
Let's do it.
All righty then. All right. Now, what I do here is I go to your Twitter. I click on the hashtag. I find what it is people are talking about, and I weigh in. And that's how you know we're in the know. We're current. We're with the Joneses. It's like what I like to call, ooh, it's the best trends. Here's what you're talking about. Hashtag Spitgate. Have y'all heard of this?
No, I'm clueless.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, listen, this is why I'm here, to inform you guys of what everyone else is talking about. You guys are in a bubble, right? You don't know what the rest of the world is doing because you're way up here on your pedestals.
Could be a job.
These lowly people on Twitter.
Might be a job.
These lowly people down here on Twitter, this is what they're talking about, okay?
Well, I mean, you only let them out of that back room for the podcast.
Yes,
so.
These are my gimps. Well, here's what's trending. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? Apparently at some award show or some premiere in some other country. What is it?
John, can I take this for a second?
Please.
I can fill you in. I know you know yeah. all this, but I just
I'm clueless on this one as well. I pretended to know. I don't know anything.
No, I just think this is all hilarious. So there's a movie coming out. Stars Harry Styles, who's a singer.
He's a singer from another country.
Yes.
And he's taken fashion to another level.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And so he is now in the movie along with Chris Pine, who we're going to show. So Harry Styles is now dating the woman who's the director, who is an actress as well.
Okay.
And there's a whole lot of controversy. Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be in this movie, but he got fired or maybe not. There's a lot of bad blood on this movie set. It's kind of getting all this notice right now.
Oh.
So this is a clip from a premiere showing of the film where the stars are sitting together.
What's the name of the film?
It's called Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't worry. And is it out yet?
I think it comes out in another couple weeks.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of big names.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing this.
It's a pretty big movie. It looks pretty good, but man, there's so much controversy around it.
I like all the people you mentioned in there.
The lead actress is not even like helping do press for it because she so got mad at the director. Anyway.
So there's a lot of like animosity going on.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why when you see this clip, you will see why everybody saw this and assumed that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine while sitting down in his seat.
Now, let's remind people of, because I know this is country-ish. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people watching this show who don't even know who Chris Pine is.
We need to identify all this.
Huh?
Chris Pine is a Star Trek guy.
Yeah, he played Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek.
And he played in the Wonder Woman movie.
He was in the Wonder Woman. He's the son of the captain from Chips.
Yeah.
Not Eric Estrada, not Ponchirillo,
yeah,
the captain. That's their son. Good actor. I like Chris Pine. Harry Styles, fine. Who's the lady next to Chris Pine? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, so that's the director of the film, Olivia Wilde.
That's Olivia Wilde. She directed?
She directed it.
Oh, I like
her
too.
She used to be with Jason Sudeikis.
Right.
But then they broke up and he served papers to her like while she was on stage presenting.
So wait, did you say that Harry Styles is now dating Olivia Wilde?
Correct.
But she's sitting next to Chris Pine.
Yes.
Anyway. All right.
Just watch the video and you guys tell me what you think.
We're going to figure out, did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine as he sat down?
All
okay.
Right, here we go.
Let's watch this. Can you guys see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Harry Styles, he's not there yet.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm at the refresh. It's not playing.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Well, I didn't see anything. I don't hear anything.
All right, here we go.
We don't want the audio?
It doesn't help any. It's just applause.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, there it is.
Here it is. No way. If he did, it was the most... did you guys see anything?
I didn't see anything at
no,
all.
No, but it's all about Chris Pine's reaction, right? Because he's clapping for him. All of a sudden, he just stops, and he has a look of like, what the F? And he looks at his hands as if maybe he got spit on his hands, but I don't see anything.
He said the GD word, did he not? Let's lip sync it.
Chris
when
Pine?
He looked at his hands. Look, Civvy, lip. Watch it.
So Harry Styles.
Oh, I think he's just chewing gum.
Harry Styles has a little head motion when he sits down. Just watch.
Okay.
Right there. Boom.
Boom. He did. That could have been a watermelon seed.
Yeah.
Or a
Wait, what country was this? Spain. They love watermelons over there. Listen.
Italy, I thought.
That could have happened.
So that's the video that's been going around.
Now, one more time, and I'm going to give you my actual honest opinion here.
All right, here we go.
I need to see it one more time. Now I'm going to focus on Styles. Wow. Well, here's the thing. All of the motions look like it happened, but I didn't physically see any spit. But that didn't mean a tiny little drop couldn't have come out. And it could have been accidental.
Could have been.
Well, it could have been something totally different.
Long collar's pulling him down too.
Yeah,
that's the frame right there. That's the motion. That's the little person.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh, this is like the Zapruder film, dude. look at his hands. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. The mysterious bouncing spittle. How could it take a 90-degree turn? I'm doing the JFK. So. All right. I'm going to say, we all have to weigh in now. I'm going to say he did accidentally spit on Chris Pine, but it was an accident. There's no way he did that on purpose on camera. I mean, you couldn't have pulled that one off on purpose and got away with it like that. Chris Pine is, if he thought he got spit on purpose, Chris Pine probably would have just done, he's like a manly man. I think he would have done something. What say you, Sebastian?
Well, let's review right now. Let's look at Styles' right cheek. He has something in his right cheek. Could it be a sunflower seed? Could it be a dip? Maybe he Styles dips.
I don't think he dips. It could be sunflowers.
It could be something in his mouth, but the word on the street is that Styles doesn't spit. He
That's good. Isaiah, what happened?
I don't think he spit on him.
Okay.
I think
quickly,
it was a
yes
work.
Or no?
I'm more caught up in the fact that you called him a manly man looking at his loafers.
Oh, yeah. Now, in this image, you're right. A lot of crazy costumes. What country was this? Alan, I
think it was Italy.
Is it Italy? Yeah, maybe they're just dressing for...
Yeah, maybe Italy.
Maybe they're just dressing how they... And now, Styles definitely is, you know, he wears dresses and stuff. Pine, you know, this could be an Italian metro sort of look over here, so...
At least he spit in one direction.
All right, so Theo Jackson, I have no idea. Do you know the results?
I do. So the key here is we have to look at a different angle.
Oh, we have multiple angles.
We got the guy on the grassy knoll.
So I think you will see from this video and watch after the incident happens, the interaction between the two of them.
Okay.
I think it's pretty clear that it was no spitting involved.
Oh,
that is,
okay.
That is my prediction from this.
Well, this is great. Now I gotta see this movie.
So Harry Styles is coming in. He sits. No spitting. Chris Pine still looks a little freaked out, but now the two of them are starting to talk.
Yeah. Okay, so there's no anger here.
What it turns out is that, so Chris Pine was looking for his sunglasses.
Oh.
And when he was looking down in that previous shot, he had looked down in his lap and saw that his sunglasses were in his lap this whole time. So that was his look of, oh, duh, my sunglasses.
And so Styles just had nothing to do with any of that, didn't know what was happening.
Nothing to do with it.
That's hilarious. Now, who's this girl that came in with Styles?
Which one was that?
This chick that sat down right there.
Right there.
Oh, that's the actress.
That's a Florence Pugh. She's the one that is the lead in the film, but doesn't really want to have anything to do with it because she's so mad about the situation there.
Okay. Sunglasses. I've made that same thing where you're like, where are they? And you're doing this. And you,
yeah.
Or when I hand them to you after they've been in my car for a week.
Yeah.
But you see, there was already so many rumors about people being mad at each other in the set. So when this little video went viral, everybody's like, okay, well, he spit on them. And that's where Spitgate is now.
Spitgate.
So Alan Jackson has debunked Spitgate.
Yeah, we just debunked it live.
I did it all by myself with all my own research online. So.
Well, that's the crack research team that we have here at Country-ish. We have access to not just supercomputers and mainframes and algorithm machines, but extra cameras in Italy.
Yep. We hack into all the security cameras.
Now, so Alan knows the guy who shot this.
Yeah.
But he's not going to give him his resources.
I have cameras in all the main places where celebrities could gather, just in case anything happens.
Yeah. So thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
Well, there you go. That's what was trending, and that was brought to you by Hendrick Honda Hickory. Right? Are you in the mood for a new vehicle on the market? How about a used vehicle? Would you like a hot dog? Go to Hendrick Honda Hickory. They will hook you up with a hot dog and a Honda, right? And tell them John Reap sent you. All righty then. Let's move on to our next segment. Dare I say the anchor of the show. Some people tune in just for this. What I do is, there's a lot of negative stuff going on in the news. A lot of politics, a lot of pandemics, a lot of Putins and high petroleum. We ignore all those nasty peas. And what we do is do the weird things that happen in small towns. You know, the stories that fall through the nooks and crannies. It's a segment that can be best described by Justin Clyde William.
We're just small town dudes with small town news. Breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All right. Check this one out. An Ohio tree trimmer is expected to survive after suffering 20,000 bee stings. Holy crap. 20,000. Guys, could you imagine that? Now, you said you've been stung maybe 3 or 4 times in one attack.
Yes, that's it.
What about you guys?
I'd have to say the same, about 2 or 3.
Yeah, I think me just once. It takes one bee.
You're a runner.
For me to know that I'm leaving this situation, you know? I don't need more, like, oh, maybe it's cool, you know? I don't need the 3rd or 4th, but, you know, I get it. Sometimes you're stuck in a situation, but turns out my dad was right. Bees live in trees, and he tried to tell me this.
Popsicle was right.
Popsicle? You know, I'm sorry I doubted you, Dad. This is proof. Well, this happened in a small town in Ohio. population about 18,000 people. So that's 2,000 less people than bees in this story. And the town, it's a town called Ripley.
Believe it or not.
Well, I believe it. 20-year-old Austin Bellamy was in a tree trimming branches with his grandmother and uncle below when he was unknowingly, he cut a bee's nest. Ooh. So they were below him. I guess he was on a ladder. Now, how can you unknowingly cut a bee's nest? Has this happened to you? I mean, can you not see the hive?
Well, you might, but I had a friend who actually cut the own. He was working on a tree and cut the branch that he was standing on off and went 40 feet to the ground.
What?
Unrelated story. Probably wished it had been bees. Couldn't walk for a year.
Well, that's just Darwinism right there.
Well, so, I mean, I guess you might have missed the bees.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I don't do a lot of yard work, but the times I have done it, if I'm trimming something, you know, I look. You know, you got to look at what you're doing, you know. Yeah. Anytime I'm up in a tree, I'm thinking bees or snakes. So I don't understand how he didn't see the hive. But his grandmother, Phyllis, said bees just came out of the nest when he started cutting and he had difficulties anchoring himself because he was on a ladder. She said he was hollering, help, help me, help, and nobody would help him. Well, Phyllis, you're right there. I don't know. What do you do? What do you do if you're standing at the bottom of a ladder?
Get the hose, Phyllis. Get the hose.
Throw a rock or something. I don't know. What do you do? You'll just stand there going, I don't know what. Well, yeah, I guess you couldn't do anything.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's unbelievable. She said, I was going to try and climb the ladder to get. Now, remember, this was a grandmother. So there's also the age thing. Yeah. Not so agile on ladders while bees are coming at you. I was going to try and climb the ladder to get to him. I seen how high he was, but I couldn't get. But I couldn't because I was surrounded in bees. Bellamy's mother, Shauna Carter, described the attack as looking like her son had a black blanket from his head to his neck onto his arms. Can you imagine? I mean, that's a lot of bees. I mean, and if you look at a before and after photo of this kid, you can see. I mean, they stung him. It looked like he turned into a different ethnicity. He went from a white guy. He kind of looks like Sylvester Stallone at the end of Rocky. Remember how bad? Can we show a little bit of this, the Alan Jackson? Do we have a picture? There's the news story. And if you play it without the sound, we can talk over it so maybe we don't get flagged. I'm always worried about getting flagged when we play video. But let's talk about the Alan Jackson. Do we want to play the video or do we just want to show pictures?
Let me just play little parts of it.
Yeah, just play little parts of it. This is a news story. That's the mom. That's the grandmother, you know, talking about it at the beginning, how she was at the bomb. That's what he looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he's supposed to look like. Then you'll see what he ended up looking like after 20,000 bees attacked him. I'll just continue. Oh, that's his mom right there. So that's grandmother. And then that's mom. And that's what he looks like. There's his foot. That's his head. Alan, if you go back to that story without the video and scroll down, there are images that were posted of like a Twitter account. There we go.
Oh, my God.
That's what he looks like now. That's 20,000 bees, buddy. Both Bellamy's grandmother and uncle were also attacked by bees, and they said the bees left stingers about 1 inch long in all of them. Whew.
What kind of bees?
I mean, you could do a lot with 1 inch. That's what Stainless told me. Just goes to show it's not the size of the stinger, but how many times you can use it. Anyway, I think they were just regular honeybees. Maybe they're killer bees. They weren't like yellow
hornets?
Jackets. These were like bees, according to the story. His mom said, when I rubbed his head on Friday before he was airlifted, he felt like he was becoming a porcupine. That is how pokey they were. Mm. Like Pinhead from Hellraiser. You seen that?
Yeah.
But with all just bee stingers coming out. You know, the scalp stinger. That's what he's called. That's going to be my new Halloween outfit next year. Instead of like Pinhead, I'll be this dude, but with stingers coming out of my head. called the old Stinger Scalp guy. Right? Well, I don't know why she was rubbing his head to begin with. Why are you going to rub somebody's head that's just got stung by 20,000 bees? Wouldn't that hurt? Isn't that a little cruel?
Yeah, that is very cruel.
Yeah. The man's mother said he felt like a porcupine following the frightening attack. Well, he's now awake from a coma after the bee stings from last week. 20,000, they said. I don't know how you come up with that number exactly. Is there someone counting every little sting? Is that someone? I'm asking you guys. This is where you chime in with the...
Well, no, you can't get anybody to work nowadays, and the guy that right. usually counts the stingers is, you know, he won't show up for work.
Yeah, I mean, how do they, I guess they're just guessing. I don't know, approximating. I mean, did someone sit there and count each one, a one, a two, a three, you know?
Like the Tootsie Roll Pop. Yes. A one, a two, a three, crunch. Right.
They were in there with a Sharpie doing from there, but probably got miscounted a few times.
And I wonder if the bees feel bad, like, geez, you guys, I think we got him. You know, after 20,000, you know? Bees die after they sting you.
Well, honeybees.
Honeybees. Well, yeah.
Well, no, I think most bees
A lot
die.
Of bees will die. I think, and I think these were honeybees, but they die after they sting you. And if I was a bee, if I was like a bee, and the 10th bee, and I've seen like, oh, guys, we got it. I'm going to head on back to the hive.
Be like, I'm dipping.
Good job, boys. Yeah. Way to go. Teamwork. Mission accomplished. I'm going to head back to the hive and hang out with the queen. Yeah. You guys did a good job. Well, his mom said that he also ingested 30 bees. Can you imagine that? He must have inhaled them in his throat. I wonder if he caught a buzz. This sounds like a stupid Gen Z TikTok challenge, right? How many bees can I eat? Well, they got down his mouth and his throat. Could you imagine getting stung from the inside? That's going to be the worst. He suffered kidney failure, and medical officials had to suck bees out of his airways over the weekend. Phew! Can you imagine? I wonder what kind of vacuum they used. Do they have just a regular Dyson
for bees
hanging around? You know, Dyson doesn't lose suction. Probably the best kind is what yeah. they say.
They Black and Decker. If they find hives and stuff, they got people who go out professionally, and they use a vacuum, and they'll relocate the nest.
Oh, yeah. But they don't have that hanging out in the hospital for your throat, no. probably. Yeah. Well, doctors said he would fully recover from the attack, so, you know. I think he's going to be okay, but he's still in the hospital. Can't walk yet.
God.
So bees ain't a joke. They will mess you up. Side note, there was a study last month out of the UK that said bees will literally ejaculate themselves to death once they reach a certain temperature. So this is a good thing that this happened to him in Ohio.
Not
in and
Phoenix.
Not Louisiana. Oh, Phoenix. He would have gotten the facial of a century. Yeah, be cocky. Well, there you go, boys. Oh, Ripley, man. Ohio. Oh,
believe
the
it or
town.
Not.
The town may be small, but it is huge.
That was a good one.
Well, be careful out there. It is bee season, right? We got a lot of show to do. Yes.
Well, we have a lot of interesting comments. Do you want to hear?
Yeah, yeah. What do you got?
Well, supposedly we have to give a shout out to Roy Frederick. He says, hello from Noclamis, Florida. Give me a shout out. It's a state law. And your mother has commented several times. She said that your dad got stung several times while checking your mowing skills as a child. And yes, you have been to the Daniel Boone Inn when you were young.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. This is great. Thanks, Mom. We got money to give away here, so don't forget to call in. We got a nice muck bagging with Mimosa. If you like my mom, stick around. You get to see her. Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more country-ish after this. Hey, everybody. Let's go cruising. That's right. We're doing it again. November 5 through 11, 2023, we're going cruising, baby. And I want you to come with me. This time, 7 days on Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. It is the world's largest cruise ship. It is brand new. We leave from Port Canaveral with stops at Royal Caribbean's private island, Perfect Day at Coco Cay, Cozumel, Mexico. We're going to Isla Roatan, Honduras. We're going to Puerto Costa Maya, Mexico. It's a great new ship, more destinations, more comedians, three comedians going to Mexico. We're called the Sea Amigos Tour because it ain't just me. We got John Heffron and we got Reno Collier. That's right. We're doing comedy, karaoke, all the meeting and greeting and drinking you can imagine. And you can book your spot right now. Go to johnreap.com/cruise and secure your spot right now. And I will see you on the boat.
Sundrop has another giveaway. The coolest camper ever. Look at this. So much room in here.
Do you mind if I try the sleep situation in here?
Go for it.
Let's see how comfortable this is. Normally I have a story read to me, so.
The little butterfly lizard had always enjoyed playing.
All right, Thomas, what an amazing camper you've designed here. I'm just thrilled and very happy that you're giving it to me.
Wait, John, this Go Camper is for the Sundrop contest winner.
Well, I think it's time that the contest winner gets some alone time in his new camper, huh? So maybe you should go. All right, gonna miss that guy. Go to makeitasundrop.com and register for your own Go. Go now. Yeah. All right. Makeitasundrop.com. Go there and enter the contest, right? Well, Camp Lejeune, have you heard of that? Have you heard about this? I mean, this is every time I turn the TV on, I see a thing about Camp Lejeune. Well, the Justice Act 2022, for many years, between 1953 to 1987, Marines, their family members, and infant children were exposed to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, including all satellite camps. Many were sickened and died unnecessarily because of the groundwater contamination. If you or your loved one worked, lived, or served at Camp Lejeune, call us right now for information and legal help. You may be eligible for significant financial compensation. Call the Law Office of Environmental Litigation Group at 888-660-2492. Again, that is 888-660-2492. All right, let's help them out. As you guys know, I do another podcast from time to time with my friend John Heffron. It's called the Heffron and Reap Show, and I'm going to show you a little clip of it. We got to talking about how his house has evil spirits, and he's not sure what to do about it. And I'll let him explain it to you. Check out this clip of Heffron and Reap.
We decided to get rid of a mattress. Me and my wife. And side story, she had friends over. One friend gets vibes. Like, you ever just go into a room and you're like, I don't like the vibe.
Like the feng shui of the room, or just the energy in the room?
In the energy of the room.
She like a Reiki master, a Reiki healer?
Yeah, like, but not officially.
Does she sage things? Does she light sage and do the smoke?
This house is 200 years old. It's going to have some, heebie-jeebies to it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she lives on the farm that actually, I think they owned this piece of property 100 years ago. So she had not been in this house in quite some time.
Yeah.
So they're having a girls' night, and then they come upstairs just to show, and she's like, I guess she just goes, ooh. And my wife goes, what? She goes, I don't really like to do this when I'm drunk, but I just immediately gotta. Oh. So she goes, where? She goes, it's in this room, and we have like this spare bedroom that's really has no purpose. It holds clothes. Well, up until yesterday.
Oh, that's where I stayed when I visited. Yeah.
No, you were downstairs. So she went upstairs, and then she opened up, like, there's these weird closets that are made into the wall. She opens up the closet, and she goes, a lot of, I don't like what's in this closet. And there's nothing in it. Maybe some shoes. Right. So I immediately went, okay, something horrible happened to somebody in 1920 in that closet.
Right.
Yeah, I
mean, you had a whole book or an idea about things that happened in the house before you got it, right?
So somebody was locked in that closet who shouldn't have been.
Right.
So so we're like, oh, so do I got to rip the closet down? And I'm all for that. I believe in that type of stuff.
Okay.
I'm like, if something bad happened or whatever. So we saged it. We got the Bible out. I read online that you got to buy feathers, and you put feathers, like maybe I got to play Richard Marx music or like happy music or something. So then I saw, and then I asked my wife, I go, well, where else did she say that the house is kind of has heebie-jeebies? She goes, do you want to know, or do you want us just to fix it? Mm. And because she said all the girls will come back. And we're gonna do a thing. You don't need to know. Right. And I'm like, well, there's the one woman owns a lamb farm. Are you gonna have a sacrificial? Like, is there a red circle of paint in the middle of the room, a lamb gets, you know, their necks?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, who knows exactly what their technique might be?
Don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's an Amazon purchase or small animals start to be killed. But I'm for whatever.
Right? You got to see the whole thing. Go to heffernandreap.com, watch the whole episode, subscribe there. It's a good time. There you go. Now, let's move on to our next segment. From time to time, I like to take my mom out to eat at different establishments in Hickory. You know, like to call it mukbanging with mimosa. And, National Salami Day is tomorrow. Your birthday. You old ham, you. Tomorrow is National Salami Day. So me and Mom thought we would go out and get us a sub sandwich with some salami, possibly. And we went to a place called Substation 2. And, I think this video will speak for itself. Check out Mukbanging with Mimosa. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Mukbanging with Mimosa. Mukbanging with
Mimosa.
I like it when you say it. Say it again.
Mukbanging with Mimosa.
I like it when you say it. We got our bibs on. From Samantha Dawn Kingston, and we're sitting in the parking lot. We've already ordered our food, and we thought we'd try out Substation 2, number 2, not T-O-O. I don't know the history. I don't know if there's a Substation 1, and it didn't work out, and they closed it. Now there's a Substation 2, but here we are. I got a number 19, which says it's the Super Club or Super Something. And I figured, like, let me get whatever you're most proud of. It was in all caps on their menu. So I thought I'd try it. I got mustard, mayonnaise, salt and pepper, vinegar. There's ham, salami, cheese. It looks like that. Now, I'd like to say before we begin how rude the people are in there.
I said, this better be some more kind of sub because... Mm-hmm. Nobody smiled, and she just stared at us when we came in. She didn't say, hey, how are you? Can I take your order?
No.
Nothing.
I've never been in this place. I don't know your routine. I'm a new customer. I'm someone who wants to give you money for the service you provide. By the way, nobody behind us. There was no one in line behind us. It was just me and Mom. Some guy finished. I walked up to the cashier lady. I just stood there for a minute, and I was just kind of like... You know, like standing there smiling. She doesn't say anything. She's just staring off like this. And I said, you ready? She's like, oh, no. I can go ahead and tell you before I even bite into this. that the service at Substation 2 sucks.
Very much.
And I don't recommend anything based on the service. Now, I will judge their food with an open mind. Let's see what we got here. Good. Tastes good. The bread's good. It's better than Subway, I would say, so far. Their meat's probably a little bit sliced thicker than Subway. To be honest, not because, try not to judge them on their customer service, but how's the actual food?
It's good. Yeah.
The menu said, please order by number. Well, we did. We looked at the menu before we got in there. Because anytime you go to a restaurant and it says order by number, you know that these people have no tolerance for people. It's like they want you to have memorized their menu, and you better know what you want, and you better order by the number, and don't waste our time. But here's the thing, no one was behind us. It wasn't like, you know, they had to hurry through us to get to somebody else.
You had to order by number, then you paid, and then you waited in line. Then somebody, you call up, they call you up there, what do you want on it?
Yeah. Getting ordering the drinks, like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, just take a medium-sized, And I'm like, do we do it over here? I've never been to your restaurant. Do we fill it up ourselves, or is it back there? Do you need to know what type of soda, or do I just have to give you the size? I didn't say that. I just said, I want a medium fountain drink, I guess. And she just handed us the cups, and then just looked away like, oh, disgusting people. I'm going to put a picture of her in here.
You should have.
Because I took pictures.
Did you?
Hmm? If you come across them. Tell him John Reed is not a fan.
Neither is Mimosa.
But the food's good. Here's the thing. The food is good, but it's not so good that I would put up with that customer service.
Wow.
This will be the last time I ever eat here.
Me too.
How was your Fritos?
Good.
I haven't had a Frito in forever. What's the difference between Fritos and Doritos?
Well, they're shaped differently.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes them taste different.
Just like they taste different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doritos got more of a cheesy flavor. This is more of just a corn chip.
Do you like Cheetos?
Cheetos, Fritos, and Doritos.
I like Cheetos, but man, are they messy. You get all that orange stuff all over you.
I feel like that would be a good name of a... Good name of a band, you know, like a salsa band, plays ranchero music.
Mm-hmm.
Doritos, Fritos, and Cheetos.
Okay, your rating?
Oh.
I'm not going to give it 2 thumbs up.
No way.
Because of the service, which was lousy, they're only going to get a 1 thumbs up.
That's yours. I can't mess with your rating. On a 1 to 5, the taste of the food, I'll give it a 3.75. On a 1 through 5, with service, I gave it a 0. Maybe we'll have to go on Yelp and write a nasty review.
Okay.
I'm not that kind of person.
I'm not either. I didn't know how to get on Yelp anyway.
Well... That's it for this edition of Mukbanging with Mimosa. Bicycle.
Bicycle.
All right. Listen. Honesty. I hope you value my honesty in this mukbanging segment. A lot of people, believe it or not, when they're coming through Hickory, they think of John Rape sometimes.
Yes.
And they'll ask me on Facebook, hey, I'm stopping by, I got a layover. Well, not a layover, but I'm stopping through. I'm coming through Hickory. I'm going to eat. Where should I eat? And I will definitely tell them where not to eat from now on. Mm. I'll start with, do not go to Substation 2 because they're mean.
Mean.
That's what you get. Don't mess with me.
This is John or my mama. Reap reviews.
That's right.
One star.
Rude customer service. yeah, just like, you know, we hadn't been there before. We didn't know. We were just, it was, you know, there was no one in front of us either. I mean, one person, no one behind us. So anyway, screw that place. Love you, Mom. All right, let's move on. This podcast is about joy and happiness. So I'd like to spread some of that. There might be a phone number at the bottom of your screen. I would suggest start calling that number. And I'm going to give money away. And what I do in this segment is, well, I've done some acting in my time. I've been in some movies, sitcoms, TV shows, commercials, voiceovers, adult films, you name it. I've done it. You know,
you've done it all, man. You've done it all.
I mean, what's some of your favorites, Sebastian?
I liked Hickory Stick.
Hickory Stick is a big
one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Ginger Do, Ginger Don't.
I forgot I did that.
I know. We haven't got a check from that one.
Yeah, I think
probably nobody's watching it.
But yeah,
but maybe Google it. Don't Google it.
Yeah. Speaking of ginger stuff, gingers get in free second show Fridays from now on. All my shows.
Oh,
so Oxnard, California, Levity Live. If you're ginger, if it says if your hair color is red on your ID, free show for you. Friday show, second show. All right. So I got a bunch of checks, and I thought I'd give them away, right? And how many checks?
We got six or seven here
six
tonight.
Six or seven to choose from. I played this game live on stage in Phoenix, gave some checks away. Now, here's the thing. If you win this check, you got 1 week to claim it. All right. It's a game that we like to call...
How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check?
All right,
man, I'm ready.
So we're going to take three calls at random, and we'll get you in here. We'll get you guess. Closest person to the amount wins this check that I was just handed. From Sebastian at random. Let's see how much is in here, what it's for. I'll do some in-house guesses first. That way you can try to read my poker face. It'll help you judge how you should guess. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, that's a good one. Did I get one?
Dagnabbit!
Did I get one of the adult ones? One of the adult ones?
Yeah, you did.
Is it? 69 cents, I'm guessing right away.
Well... I'll tell you what it's for, buddy.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is for an episode of Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. You ever see this show?
No.
You know, what was it? Byron Allen. Me and John Heffern were talking about this not long ago. He's a bazillionaire now because he owns BET.
Yeah.
He owns the Weather Channel. He just bought the Weather Channel. This dude's loaded, but he's
John,
a comedian.
What was the show he used to be on back in like the 80s? Was it?
Oh, That's Incredible.
That's Incredible.
Oh,
he was on That's Incredible, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was either That's Incredible or I can't, or World's Craziest.
Yeah, something. It was something like that. There. Yeah. Byron Allen was on a show back in the 80s, like a variety show of some sort.
But he comes from stand up. He was a stand up. Mm-hmm. But like his whole business model was. He bought TV time, like ad space.
Yeah.
Like infomercial time. He bought 30 minutes of it. But in that 30 minutes, instead of selling a product, he produced his own show and sold ads within that.
Oh, yes.
So he's a genius. But yeah, it's like the comics. You sit, there's four comedians sitting around. He's the host, and he says, you know, he just goes to them. Anyway, he's done lots of stuff. This is for one episode of Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. Basic Cable, Second Sales. I don't know what Second Sales means.
Is that like
sloppy
seconds?
This is the first
seconds?
I've ever seen this.
Sloppy seconds.
Yeah. One check. How much?
I'm way out of kilter on this one, but I'm gonna go somewhere in the neighborhood of $55 and 88 cents. Just to get the ball rolling.
Say that again.
$55 and 88 cents.
Wow. Okay. I'm putting it down. He's locked in. Isaiah, quick.
32.87.
75.12.
62.18.
So far, you're winning.
Yes.
But none of them get the check. I'm going to pick three people at random because you're the ones that's, your guesses are the ones that count. So let's pick. Alan, I'm looking at all these numbers up here. I'm going to pick one at random. We got 18 people that have called in. And I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this out. Let's see here. Let's go with number 11. Let's see who number 11 is. That was Ryan Rudelson.
Okay, they're in the room with you.
John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
Justin Floyd, sir.
Justin Floyd. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Waynesboro, Virginia.
Waynesboro, Virginia. Alan, can you give me a little bit more volume in the speakers out here? Maybe 3% to 5% more. Okay, buddy. What do you do for a living?
Well, I am a retired, disabled veteran who does as he pleases.
I love it. Thank you for your service, my friend. Clap for him quickly. We love you. We have a disabled veteran in here as well. He is shirtless.
Retirement don't pay that much.
Shirtless, I knew.
So, how'd you hear about the show, my friend?
I've been a fan of yours for years now. So it was only made since YouTube led me to the Countryish podcast.
Very good. Well, hopefully that algorithm's kicking in.
Sir.
Thanks for calling in. Let's get your guess, my friend. How much is this residual check?
I'm going to say 63.69.
All right. 63.69. You are locked in, my friend. Don't hang up. Hang on the phone line. We'll see if you're a winner. We got two more calls to get to, and let's see what we got here. All these numbers. I don't know which one to choose at random. Look at them. They're all. Let me look up there, buddy.
A lot of numbers.
Let's go with. Let's do number 12. Let's see if number 12. What is that face? All right.
That's bad.
Number 12. You're on the line. John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
It's Mama J.
Mama J? 310 area code?
Yeah, Mama J.
Are you in Los Angeles?
I'm in Colorado right now.
That's 310 is a lot. That's my area code. I lived in Studio City. How'd you get that? Is that a burner phone?
No, it's not a burner phone. It's just where I got it today.
Okay, Mama J. Well, thanks for calling in again. We love you. Appreciate all the support. You got a guess for us? How much is this check?
$58.17.
All right. Everyone's dancing around it. Everyone's dancing around it. Not exactly right, but not a bad guess. Mama J, you hang on the line. We got one more caller, and we're going to figure out if someone gets it exactly right. Let's see here. How about we got one more. Let's do number 16. Number 16. You know, that's when he got his driver. No, that's when you should have got your driver's license.
All right, they're on the line.
Hey, John Reap here. Who am I talking to? Hello.
I'm talking to Brittany Thoenson.
Who is this?
Brittany Thoenson.
Brittany, I got the first name. Didn't get the last name.
It's difficult. It's Thoenson. Thoenson.
Oh, Thoenson.
Thoenson.
I had a high school football coach who talked like that. Had a lisp. He'd say like this, put your head on a swivel.
That was always how they called us.
Well, Brittany, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Oregon.
Oh, what part of Oregon?
Sandy.
Okay. Well, how's the weather up there this time of year? It's not too hot up there, is it? I mean, it's hot everywhere.
No, it's not too hot. It's sunny, but not too hot.
Yeah. Well, how'd you hear about the show? Yeah.
I have a 5-second memory. I have a traumatic brain injury, so I'm trying to remember. I think my best friend.
Oh, are you serious?
I just saw you on Facebook.
Okay. Yes. You have what's the brain injury? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm okay. It happened March 24th of 2009. I survived my deathbed from a head-on collision car crash on Foster Road.
Oh my gosh.
My boyfriend was driving me in his drifting sports car that he just kind of fixed together to be fast, like louder or something.
How old are you?
I was 18 and I turned 19 in the hospital. It happened March 24th. And then May 1st, I turned 19.
Wow. Of like last year? So you're 19 or 20 now?
No, 09.
09.
This happened in 09. I'm okay. 32 now.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm happy you're still alive. Now,
thank you very much.
Now I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in, Brittany. All righty. Well, let's get your guess. How much is this Screen Actors Guild residual check?
$61.32.
$61.32. I'm going to hand the check off to my intern, shirtless intern, Sergeant Mark Havelballs Deep. And he's going to hand it to the Alan Jackson. And Alan Jackson...
Alrighty.
What he's going to do now, because I don't do math, but these guys have access to a supercomputer. And what they're going to do is feed it into the mainframe, and they're going to crunch the numbers. And it's going to tell us who's the closest to the actual amount. We don't do Price is Right rules. We do, like, closest. Horseshoes, hand grenades, okay. Whatever's closest, you know, above or below the actual price. Doesn't matter. And I'm not smart enough to do that kind of math. So we have this computer here, which was, where do we get this?
We got this at the from Port Canaveral from NASA.
Yeah, this is from NASA. Oh!
Shipped in four transfer trucks. Look how fast.
Already.
Amazing.
So fast.
Hold on, I think that's Elon Musk is on the other line wanting to try to get that.
I knew that was him. I didn't want to take that one.
Okay.
He'll talk your head off.
Yeah, he will.
He's probably high.
He is.
He smokes a lot of weed. So, the Alan Jackson, we have a winner already?
Yes, we do. We do have a winner. The supercomputer has spit out a winner for us. Would you like for me to bring them
into the room? Yeah. So, everybody that was on hold, I don't know who won yet. Only person who knows right now is the Alan Jackson, Moose, and the supercomputer, which is aware of itself. It is self-aware.
It's self-aware.
Yeah. It knows.
It's nice to be self-aware.
Sometimes, I heard the Alan Jackson, sometimes it says, well, I could tell you, but then what are you going to do for me?
Yeah.
We have to treat the supercomputer very, very nicely. It has become very demanding.
Yeah. It's sentient.
It is. Like, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, it's like a Janet Jackson version. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to bring the winner into the room here.
Okay, let's do it. I can't wait to find out
who the winner is. And they are in the room now.
All right, who's this?
Mama J.
Oh, Mama J. Hit the horn. Congratulations, Mama J. What were you asking me?
No, I was wanting to know if you wanted me to go with the air horn or the applause. And I just said screw it and
went
with
the air
horn.
Yeah, you made an executive decision.
Well, he's 21 now.
No, one more day. Mama J did both. Mama J, what was your guess?
It was 58.17.
$58.17. What was your guess?
$55.88.
You were the winner, buddy.
I was the winner.
Yes, because the actual amount of this check is $56.25.
Yes.
$56.25. Clap button. 56. Congratulations, Mama J. It's always going to be the applause from now on. It's always applause. All right.
Is the air horn too loud?
Some, I think we reserve that for reviews. Yeah. Applause is, that's great. Hang on. Ugh. I get allergies. Okay, Mama J, congratulations. Now you have exactly 7 days to contact Elliot the intern.
She has him on speedo.
And you know what to do. So there we go. Congratulations. What are you going to do with all that cash?
I'm going to buy Sun Drop for the homeless.
Oh, how nice.
For the homeless?
For Thanksgiving. Or Halloween, probably.
For the next, for drinking every day. Is that what she
said?
Frank
said I'm buying pizza.
Yeah.
Something about pizza?
Yeah. Frankie's Pizza. Frank Frankie's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, thank you, Mama Jay. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's move on. Go ahead and hang up on them. I've got some mail I got to get to.
Oh, is this like Blue's Clues mail time?
I think so. This came in the mail. I'm afraid to open this.
Mm.
You know how, do you remember the anthrax scare?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back in the day? I
remember
that. Back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Anthrax is in the building.
They've been doing this recently.
What?
Well, there was anthrax, and then there was the bomb.
The Unabomber.
Yeah, just blow up.
Yeah, Ted, what was his name?
Kaczynski.
Yep.
Well, this says, for intern Isaiah's eyes only. Ooh. Not Elliot the intern.
Oh.
What the hell?
So, whoever sent this in, am I allowed to open this, or does I have to give it to you?
For my eyes only.
Yeah, well, here, take this over there, and you can open it, and you can read it. You know, I think people get a kick out of you reading stuff. So, what is it? Is it just one thing?
Yeah, it's just one thing, I think.
Hold it up to the camera. What does it say?
It says Isaiah the intern, and it has a bunch of hearts on it.
Okay.
Oh. It might be from Amanda.
Well, it better not be.
Let's find out. It's because it's a birthday card, I would imagine, for your birthday.
Don't it says, shh, don't rat me out to the long-haired intern. I guess she's talking about Elliot.
I guess, because I cut my hair.
Your favorite podcast intern groupie, Elliot's girl, wink, wink, Amanda.
And what is that? I want to see the inside of the card. What pops out?
Oh.
Oh. Oh, look at this. Okay. So you got a love, kind of a love note from love Amanda. Pop. Wow.
Whoa. There's something else in here. It's a key. Must be like a key to her house or something.
Oh, hold that up. Hold on. Son of a bitch, that's a key to my house.
Uh-oh.
What's going on here, Elliot?
I think you need to explain it to me.
I don't know. You tell me. You're all up in the comment section all the time.
Aren't you the one who just came back from Florida?
Weren't you just in Florida?
I was is the operative word there. Yes.
So now she's hitting up.
Yep.
Wow, Amanda, you're next probably. Mouse might go ball.
But wait, there's more. There's another card.
Oh, gosh.
And this has on it the little bastard. So it might be from Elliot.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, it is from you. Oh, thank you. You little son of a bitch. Stop trying to steal my girlfriend if you want to live to see 21. Love you, buddy, with all my heart. You're a true friend. Elliot the intern. Oh, I might cry. I might.
Oh.
I don't know why. You going, oh, to him is funny to me. I think it's because you're younger. And it's like if a child came up to you and said, oh,
no.
It's like they're taking pity on you.
Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah. Can you do it again?
Oh.
Can we loop it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, happy birthday. Yeah, it's clapping
thank you.
I'm sure that was nice. Let's go.
I liked Amanda's card better, by the way, just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a long talk with her about that one.
Any interesting comments, guys? I mean, we got to get to the comments section. We were asking people to try and leave comments on the YouTube so we can scroll back and read them. Were we able to do anything from YouTube interesting?
Actually, someone, this was Facebook though. Ashley Priestley said, John, it's 1:13 a.m. here, and my wife is wondering what the hell I'm listening to. Please give me a shout out.
There it is.
1:13.
Ashley Priestley.
Where would that be? Where is he at? Australia?
Yeah, that's the other way. Yeah. So that's somewhere in Europe.
Worldwide.
Yeah. But yes.
And we sent Goodnight Shane some swag. We sent it before, and he finally got it. He finally got it. So he said, "Hey, man, sorry. I was out of town, just got back in, and guess what was waiting for me? Thank you, sir. The shirt smells delicious. I don't know what Ginger Hero and Mark are thinking. I am about to try this Reap sauce tonight, too. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. You and all the guys are awesome. Glad I found country-ish."
Heck yeah, so, buddy.
We love you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for all the comments. What about you, Ball? Anything interesting?
It's more stuff about me either putting a shirt on or taking it off. There was a couple people sitting there saying, you know, basically me having the guts to take it off, be proud of it.
Having the guts.
Yeah.
The gut. What?
I've got no shame.
No, I love that about you, buddy. What? Yeah, so that was YouTube, right?
Yeah, that was
very
YouTube.
Very good. Very good. Yes.
One last thing. The reason that Byron Allen is a gazillionaire is because he was discovered by Jimmy Walker. And we all know about Jimmy Walker and his...
Dynamite?
Dynamite?
No. Oh, no. Hit money! There it is. Wow, I forgot what we were doing. What else, guys? What else am I forgetting?
Well, since he's talking about him, went back and looked. It was the real people.
Real people!
Yeah.
That's what it
real
was.
People.
Fran Tarkington was that.
Fran
incredible.
Tarkington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he almost bought the Denver Broncos this year.
Ooh. Right. That's right. This dude is loaded. Good for him.
That's Incredible was a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real people. That's it. Good job.
I remember those. They were around the same time because I remember as a kid watching that and loving it. Isaiah, anything you want to talk about? Any shout outs? What are you doing? I mean, you got to plan something for next week? People want to hear you do voiceovers?
I'm going to do a voiceover from the movie Big Stone Gap with Ashley Judd.
Well, you said that last week. What happened?
Well, I thought I had it typed out, and I went to pull up Google Docs, and I only had like the first couple sentences
that's
typed
weird.
Out.
You thought you did something that you didn't do?
I thought I got it finished in class last week.
Oh, but that's something else that you'd typed out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe you'll get around to it. Any other comments, guys? Let's go to the booth. Moose, what's going on, buddy? Anything happening over at the Hum?
Yeah, guys, we've got Dirty Logic, a Steely Dan tribute band, coming to the Hum this weekend. Oh. Reeling in the Years, Ricky Don't Forget My Number, all that good stuff.
So there you go. Coming to Hickory, go to the Hum, not the Substation 2. They will not be nice to you. The Alan Jackson, anything in there from you?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
All right. Did we come up with a time for the next Country-ish After Dark? Did we put that on the calendar?
Didn't we say the 24th?
24th?
I can't do it on the 24th. I'm going to Pigeon, and I got to be up early the next morning.
You're going to Pigeon Forge?
Yep.
But you call it just Pigeon for short?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, why I say the Forge? There's another Pigeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's Pigeon
Actually,
Forge.
It's the 27th we're doing it.
That's we're doing the 20, can you night. Do it the 27th?
Yeah, I should be able to.
He'll be back from
Tuesday night is the 27th.
Huh?
Tuesday the 27th.
Tuesday
is
the 27th. You'll be back to Pidge, back from Pidge at that point. Right? All right, good deal. What are you doing Pidgeon for? Are you going to Dolly World?
No. Dolly World. I'll probably just chill at the cabin and.
Oh, he's got a cabin.
Oh. Chill in the hot tub. Maybe what? Go to the Old Smoky Distillery and try some moonshine.
Wow.
This is great. Turned 21 and he's just. Yeah.
Look at that.
It's Amanda. Living it up, man.
Probably Amanda will be there, too.
Oh, that's right, Amanda.
Yeah, I think Amanda's tagging along.
All right. Well, listen, we got to wrap this one up. I want to say thank you to everybody for watching, leaving comments, hitting that share button especially. It's never too late to hit the share button because you can hit it right now and just someone will watch this later, right? So if you want to hit it now, now's a good time because we're about to wrap it up. It's a button that goes that away. And don't forget the Patreon page. Don't forget the cruise. Don't forget the hot sauce. And don't forget that we love you. For Moose, for the Alan Jackson, for Elliot the intern, for Sergeant Mark, have a balls deep. For, what's his name again? Oh, yeah. Hey,
little
Gen Z, Isaiah, for Sebastian. My name is and remains John Reap, and I want to wish you bicycle.
Life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, every dip and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh. Hey, why are you still here? I'm curious. Why? Are you like this last little part? I don't do anything. I just sit here and try to remind you to share and, you know, buy something. If you know anybody in Oxnard, California, tell them to come see me. Probably the worst town name I've ever heard. Named after bull balls. Oxnards. Why is it Oxnard? There's only just one ball? Is it just one big bulldog ball back there? I want to know. These are the questions that I have when I go to Oxnard.